Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yom. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Bav Metzia, the ninth parak. We're looking at the third Mishnah, which is on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. Hamakabel Sadeh Michaviro V'Hovira. If a fellow leases a field and leaves it fallow, doesn't do anything with it. Shamino Takamaru Yala Asot. We estimate how much it could have made. V'notein lo, and then he has to give that to the owner. That's exactly what he writes in the Shtar. If I don't work it and I leave it and I leave it fallow and I don't work it, then I will pay b'meitva. Now, Rav Meir hayad doresh lashon hedyot. We're going to see a series here, starting with our own Mishnah, which evidently is authored by Rav Meir, that of Tanaim who would lidrosh lashon hedyot, which means that the people would write certain phrasings in their documents, and the Chachamim looked at them and read them very carefully, and thus led the consequences about the contractual relationship created. Rameir is the one who darshaned the as per our Mishnah. Rav Yehuda adoreish loshon hediyot. Rav Yehuda did the same thing in another context. Rav Yehuda omer adam mevi korban ashir al ishto. If a man is wealthy and he marries a woman who's not wealthy, and then she has to bring a korban, let's say a korban yoledet, which is a sliding scale, he has to bring the wealthy level. V'chein kol korban v'korban shu'i chayevet. And any other korban she owes, why? Shekach kotev la. That's what he writes in the ketubah. Achrayut te'id lach alay min kadmat dana. I'm accepting achrayut, so therefore it goes to his standard. Hillel hazaken ayah doresh loshon hediyot. This goes way back to Hillel. Tanya anshe Alexandria yuma kachina nashoteim. The people in Alexandria had a particular, a serious problem. They would be mekadesh their wives. Then when they would marry them, in some cases other strong-armed people would come and take them away. These are Jewish people. So the children born of the second union, Chachamim wanted to declare mamzerim. And then Hillel Zaken. So Hillel said, "Haviu li ktubat imchem." He said to these potential mamzerim, "Bring me the ktubah of your mother." Haviu li ktubat imchem. They brought them. Sash ktubah hen lachshutikansi lachupari elilintu. Evidently, in Alexandria, they were aware of this problem, and they would write into the ktubah, "When you enter the chupah, then you become my wife." And Hillel said, you see from the language that the Kiddushin were delayed, and therefore the Kiddushin were never completed, because before they got to the Chuppah, they were taken by other men. These kids are not Mamzerim. Shubin Korcha yad doresh lashon hediyot also. Titanu Shubin Korcha omer, Hamavet chavero lo yimashchenenu yotem yichovo. If you lend money to somebody, then come to take some security, you can't take security worth more than the chov. Shkach kotev lo, because that's what you write in the shtar mashkanta, tashlumta de'itlach alai kol kavel dechi. Which the language means when I'm going to return the collateral, the security, after a while we estimate how much it's worth, and then the fellow writes, okay, I owe you everything based on the value of the mashkon, right? But you couldn't write such a thing if the mashkon was worth more, because then you're collecting more than your debt. There's a rebate problem. Now, parenthetically, tam adachatav leachi. So the only reason that this works is because you wrote it. Halokatav leachi lo kanya. So, why do you need to write the shtar? Why isn't the kinyan valid without it? We have, the ruling that if a fellow lent money and then took a mashkon and then the debtor died, then he takes it from the children. The answer is, ahanik tiva legiraon. The value of writing this piece, of course the mashkon is nikna, the value of writing this piece is if after he returns it to the lova, it depreciates, then the malva can then adjust the value of the loan in order to be able to collect his full loan. Rabbi Yossi had the rest of the shon hediyot, the tani Rabbi Yossi omer, makom shnagu lasot tuba milveh, gover milveh, lichpol gover mechza. Anywhere where the custom was to make a ketubah into a milveh, then it's collected as a milveh, and any time when they would double the amount, then you collect half, meaning they would write a doubled amount, let's say, as the value of the nedunya, and then the chatan would collect half that amount. They wrote it to make it look good. Nahar bloi gavu tilta. They would even collect one-third, meaning they upticked it by to 300%. Mareymar, Magbi Nami Shivcha. Mareymar would collect everything. So Amalei Ravina Lemareymar, Ravina said, Hatani Lichpol Gove Mechza. He said, but if it's, if the minig is to double it, then you collect half. You don't collect the whole amount. So, Lakasha, Dekanimine, Hadalo Kanimine. The answer is, if you made a kinyan with the father-in-law, then indeed, you collect the full amount. If not, then we understand that it's an inflated amount and you collect whatever the adjusted based on the minig. Now, and that leads us to the following story. Ravina, Mashpach Uchtiv Labarte. Ravina, when his daughter was married, inflated the amount. Amrulay Nikimine Demar. So the father of the Chatan, or the Chatan said, let's make a Kenyan. So Malahu, Imikna lo Michpal, Imichpal lo Mikna. One or the other. Either you make a Kenyan, then I'm not going to write this inflated amount, or if you want to write an inflated amount, there's no Kenyan. Okay, Ahu Gamra Damar Lahu, Havula Arba Mea Zuzi Labarti Biktubata. So a fellow who said, I want you to give 400 zuz to my daughter, Bichtubata. And evidently this fellow then died. That's why Rashi says, Mitzvah Machas Misa. The fact that he said it already as a Shechiv Mirah makes it a commitment, but we don't know what he meant, and he's not around anymore. Shalach Ravacha Reidu Rav Avya Lekamid Ravashi. So he sent Ravashi the question. He said, what did he mean by that? Arba Miyad De'inun Tamimea. Did he mean 400, which means write 800 and collect 400, or 400, which is 200, meaning write 400, she collects 200. So Ravashi, Chazinan, so according to this first version, Ravashi said, let's see, Iyamar Havula, if he said give her, then Armea Zuzi de Inun Tamnimea, he meant write 800, which means give her 400. Ida Amar Ktuvula, if he said write 400, then Armea Zuzi de Inun Matan, then he meant write 400, which is 200. Some people read it differently. If he wrote lichtu vata, then it means 400, which is 800. But below here, we reject that distinction. Either way is the same. Anytime you say 400, you mean write 400, which means 200. Adamar havula. Until you say give it to her, stama, in which case, it really means to write 800 and give her 400, which was the case here. Hahu gavra de kibal arami chavrei, a fellow leased land. Amar imo virna la yahivna lach alfa zuze. If I don't work the land, I'll pay you 1,000 zuz. Now remember what our Mishnah says, if you don't work the land, you have to estimate how much it is. Over tilta, so 1/3 of it he didn't work. Amri nahardei, so then Hardei had the opinion, dina hu de yoiv le tlat meyam vitlatin vitlat of tilta. You really should give him 333, because he promised 1,000 if he didn't work it, and when he didn't work 1/3. Rav Amar Asmachta. Rav says, no, it was an Asmachta. Asmachta Lokanya. His promise to pay 1,000 was an exorbitant, over-the-top thing, which was clearly meant to just give, security to the fellow that he would work the land, but he never intended to pay it. Rav Amar Ishtam Ehad Inani Movir Velo Avir Ashalim Meitva. How's that different than our Mishnah that says you have to pay? The answer is Hatam Lokal Gazim. And Ramishta, all he said was, I'll pay you. Hacha came into Kama Milta Yeterta Guzman Ba'almahuda Gazim. But here, since he added something that was unnecessary and he had added an exorbitant amount, clearly it's a Guzman, should be understood in a Smachta. Ho Gavar the Kabil Ara Lashumshami, a fellow leased land to plant sesame. Now, sesame evidently depletes the land quite a bit, but is a quick buck. Zarachiti. Instead, he planted wheat. Avdachiti kishem shumi, and somewhat miraculously, the wheat did as well financially as the sesame would have. So Rav Kahana lemeimar menachi lechasha da'ara. So Rav Kahana suggested that perhaps the renter can reduce his rent by the amount that he saved the owner in depreciation of the land. Rav Ashi Rav Kahana, so Rav Ashi said back, he can't do that. Why? Amri inshi, what's the aphorism? Kacha sha'ara v'lo lichush mara. Let the land be depleted, and not the master, meaning people don't mind, they'd rather make their quicker money, even if it means that their property on the long run is going to be depleted, as opposed to the opposite. And so therefore, he said that he can't knock off that money. Hahu gavra de kabel ari l'shumashimi is a parallel story. A guy leased land to grow sesame. Zarachiti avdachiti tfeimin shumashimi. Here, it was quite an extraordinary thing. The wheat did better than sesames would have. Savar Ravina Lamema, so Ravina suggested saying, Yaiv Le Shivcha the Veni Veni, maybe the owner has to pay the renter the up value. In other words, maybe the renter should get all of the profit. Amrlar of Achamedif to the Ravina, Atahud Ashbach, Aralo Ashbacha, when only the renter's work made it better and the owner's land didn't make it, they split the profits the same way they split everything else. Now, Amri Nahardei, the Nahardei then commented on the issue of an iska. An iska is something that we dealt with in the fifth parak, where in order to manage an investment, it's turned into half a halva and half a pikadon. Palga milva palga pikadon. That's their take on it. Avur Rabbanan milta de nechale lova venechale lamalva. They made something that was good for the malva because he gets a profit. And the lova, what's the advantage to the lova? Shemin palga milva ibar the mishta b'shikra shapirdami. The lova could take the money and he could spend it whatever he wants because we regard it also as a milva. So Rav Amar said, no, you can't do that. Lahachi karole iska. You know why it's called an iska? Da amar le ki ahivna lach la sukibe. I gave it to you to be engaged with trying to convert this into more money. For the Mishnah Beishikra, not to spend it on whatever you want. So he says, you can't do that. Ravidi Bravin, so then Ravidi Bravin takes this further. He made, nasamataltlan itzalbanav. If the lova, meaning the guy who took the, who's borrowing the money, who's the middleman here, dies, then it becomes metaltlan itzalbanav, which means that, if the children are holding on to it, then the owners cannot collect it from him because it's considered metaltalin. He said, "I'm a Rav Amar Zen Lahachikar Iska." No, that's not how he called it, an iska. Why do we call it an iska? He made loyas metaltalin etzavanav. The sons now stand in place of that, and the owner can collect from them. I'm a Rav Chada Iska Utreshtari Pseida de Malvet. If you have one iska, but you wrote two separate shtarot, one on the half pikadon and one on the half mil, half halva, then if there's a loss, the loss goes to the malva. But tre isku chad shtar, but if it's the opposite, two different iskaot, and it's written into one shtar, then pseida de lova, then the loss goes to the lova, because it's really considered as shte iskaot. V'yama rava hai man de kabel iska min chavre ufasid, if a guy takes a an iska, and he loses money, and then on his own, he finds some other way to make up the difference so that he can return the full money. He then can't then turn around to the owner and say, you got to share my loss in what I had to use to make up the difference. Because the owner will say to the love, the reason you work to try to make up the difference, because you don't want to have a reputation as somebody who does bad business. So that was your gain from it. I don't have to help you with what you used to make it up. Had you returned to me a loss, okay, then I would have eaten that. But on the other hand, then we would all know that you're not a good businessman. Let's say the opposite. Let's say two guys have this iska, and it's doing well. And one says, okay, let's split it. If the other guy, of course, if the other guy wants to split it, that's fine. If the other guy says, no, let's keep going, we'll make more money. He can stop him. Even if, the one fellow wants to pull out, says, okay, give me half of the profits, and you keep the thing rolling. He said the profits are connected to the Karen, and that's what's making this make more money. So if he says, okay, give me half of the profits and half of the Karen, but the two halves are connected to each other. He said, so if he says, let's split the profit and the Karen, and if there's a loss as a result, in other words, you keep investing your half, I want to sit on my half, and if there's a loss, if it doesn't continue to grow, I will make up the difference. If it works better when the two of us are together, and so you can't pull out, you're going to hurt me. And therefore, even if you make up the loss, but you can't make up the potential profit that you would have. Okay, we will stop at this point and pick it up in the next. Actually, we're going to do this next Mishnah and then stop for this podcast. Let's say a fellow leased a field and didn't want to weed. He harvested, didn't want to weed. And he said to the owner, what do you care? I'm paying you your amount, and that's from the harvest. We don't allow him to do that. Why? Because the owner will say, good, this season you're going to leave. And then I'm going to be filled with weeds and grass, and you know, you won't care about it. So you've got to weed it as per the local custom. Now, even if the renter says, you know what, afterwards I'll plow it. And he says, I want good wheat from this yield. Marle is avnina lachit mishuka. He says, if the wheat isn't good, I'll buy you good wheat. Amarle chit daraibayina. I want wheat from my field. For Marle, in other words, this is when the renter is paying with produce. I mean, Amarle menachishna lach shiur mantich. If the renter says, you know what, you're supposed to get, let's say, 1/3. So 1/3 of the field, I'll weed. Amarle kamanasavat shem ra. All right, you're putting a bad name on my field. My field's not going to look nice. Vatnan neshem alat lefan asavim. But the Mishnah doesn't give that reason. The Mishnah gives the reason that there's going to be grass there growing. Al-Mishum da-Marle Bazra da-Nafal-Nafal. Once the bad seeds fall, then it's stuck, and for next year it's going to be growing. So I need you to weed it right now. Whatever you say you're going to do now in 1/3 and buy new stuff isn't going to help, because my field's going to have stuff growing in it for next year that I don't want. So therefore you need to weed. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick up in the next podcast on Daf Kuf Hey Amud Aleph at the next Mishnah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.